Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, June 26th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Despite Wyoming already seeing nearly 500 wildfires this year, managers say the state is entering the heart of fire season stronger than in recent years. Wyoming Public Radio's Nikki Ouellette reports that's thanks to a raft of new laws.
State Forester Kelly Norris told the Legislative Committee that by creating Wyoming's first permanent wildland firefighting positions and boosting firefighting equipment, the state is better prepared for what's forecasted to be an above-average July and August.
This year is what state forestry staff are calling our prove-it year. We are focused on providing safe, effective, and supportive statewide response.
Norris also highlighted a new hire. One of the crew members who gets helicoptered to the fire they're fighting is a graduate of the Wyoming Smokebusters. That's a firefighting crew in training staffed by Department of Corrections inmates. The committee's looking into drafting a bill to make it easier for more Smokebuster grads to work fire prevention for the state. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Wyoming Public Radio News.
Amid Colorado River negotiations, states and cities are asking residents to conserve water. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports it may be hard to get Wyoming ranchers to opt in.
Cattle rancher Freddie Botor wears a cowboy hat and dusty jeans. He says he doesn't want the feds to step in and make mandatory cuts, but he's also not a fan of the voluntary plan the state's pushing.
It seems like to just incentivize people to shut their water off entirely is maybe not the best interest for Wyoming.
He says more dollars could go towards making water systems more efficient, install sprinklers or pipe canals, so businesses could still profit. So far, there's no monetary incentive attached to Wyoming's water conservation pilot, which will launch next year. State officials say they're waiting for federal dollars, and that upper basin states could get millions by then. Utah has a similar program, but it's using state money to incentivize people. This comes as the seven states in the Colorado River Basin struggle to agree on a plan to share water. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The Kinky Creek Fire in the Bridger-Teton National Forest has grown to nearly 800 acres. Darwin Ranch and nearby private lands remain in set status, meaning they should be ready to evacuate or shelter in place if conditions change. Some trails and backcountry roads in the area are closed in the Grovant Wilderness. Darwin Ranch is listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. The fire was caused by lightning. A Type 3 incident management team out of Idaho assumed command of the fire yesterday morning. The fire is burning in heavy timber along a steep slope. It was active until after Sunday on Wednesday. New research finds removing major dams on western rivers would not significantly harm local economies and could even create new opportunities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
The debate over dam removal is playing out in places like the Lower Snake River in the Pacific Northwest. There have long been efforts to restore salmon runs by removing four major dams. Those who want to keep the dams say they provide low-cost hydropower and a key transportation route for agriculture. They also warned that removal could hurt regional economies. The nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics looked at what happens after dams come down. The group analyzed 24 removals in the U.S., including the Cuchadas No. 5 Dam in Colorado. Here's lead researcher Megan Lawson.
Sectors that do depend on the dams make up less than 10% of local jobs.
She says in places like the Lower Snake River, economies are driven more by local government, manufacturing, and healthcare. Lawson adds that free-flowing rivers could also create opportunities for outdoor recreation and tourism. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
And here's Ivy Engel with some good news from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A litter of puppies is bounding around the Casper Humane Society after a stressful first few days.
Oil City News reports shortly after 9 pups were brought in, they started getting sick, with lots of foreign objects coming out of both ends. They immediately went into triage, and for 4 days, staff and veterinarians worked nonstop to support them, including surgery. But all 9 pulled through and will be ready for adoption soon. Plus, the community came through for the shelter, with enough donations pouring in to pay for the puppies' care and then some. Wyoming families will be celebrating the nation's 250th with fuller bellies. The Kemmer Gazette reports food banks in Kemmer, Alpine, Afton, Thane, and Cokeville received pallets of food as part of the America 250 America Gives initiative. 50 loads of food donations are being delivered to 250 food banks across all 50 states this year. A recent Pixar movie had real-life inspiration out of Yellowstone. Buckrell reports Pixar movie makers headed to the park to immerse themselves in nature and observe wildlife, especially beavers, before starting on the animated film Hoppers. Much of the movie is shot from the perspective of wildlife. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who is the all-time leading scorer for the University of Wyoming men's basketball team? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what year saw the largest number of acres burned due to wildfires in Wyoming? That was 1988, the year of the massive Yellowstone fires that burned an estimated 1.5 million acres of national parks, national forests, and private timberland within the state. The second largest year was 2024, when Wyoming lost approximately 800,000 acres to wildfires. Congratulations to Wesley Merriweather, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your weekend and join me again on Monday.